Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
You know, holidays just got done. And let's be honest. We all picture the holidays being so awesome. Mm-hmm. Get to hang out with friends, family, all the above. But then reality, you know, you got to fake it sometimes. Around family and friends.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. And there's some of you that are like, hell no, I never fake it. And then that's why your Christmas Eves and Christmas Days end up in a brawl.
Yeah, fighting.
Yeah. But we want to hear from you. What did you have to fake over the holidays to impress family, in-laws, or friends, right? Or just to keep the peace? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. See if you can beat Brian's fakeness. Well, and you're not a fake dude, Brian, so I'm kind of shocked.
Well, but the thing is that it's not about me. It's about my girlfriend's family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to fit in with them, and I want everything to be happy. I want to get along with them. Plus, like, I'm a very stubborn person. And I try to understand, like, hey, my perspective isn't always everybody's, and people can have their own opinions on things.
Has it been a struggle to fit in with them? Like, has this been an ongoing thing? Or what?
Yeah, I've had to bite my tongue a lot. Because, because listen, I grew up in the Seattle area. I was raised by hippies on Whidbey Island, Washington, near Canada. And she grew up in Kennesaw, Georgia, like the South. We're like the heart of the South. And so, like, for example, before I get into what I really had to fake, we were just hanging out, having a conversation with her mom, and I told her, like, hey, I'm going to go to the Peach Bowl and see, you know, Florida play Michigan. She's like, I don't do football anymore because they're all kneeling. I'm like, oh, well, these are college kids. She's like, oh, well, this NFL thing, I don't do it. And then she went on this whole, like, kneeling thing, and she really doesn't know what she's talking about. And I'm like, yo, Brian, let's not have a news discussion with your girlfriend's mom. We're only going to be here for 35 minutes.
This is when Brian reverts to his Twitter.
Exactly.
Like, he's talking to his in-law, but he's not.
Subtweeting. So I've learned how to, like, because listen, her mom has a different perspective. She grew up in the South. Right. Also, she doesn't really care about the news. She's retired. She just wants to live in her bubble. Go ahead. But the one that I had to fake, which I believe I did the right thing, because my girlfriend's family are all into hunting, like her sister and her brother-in-law are into hunting and stuff. So we go out to, like, this rural cabin in South Carolina, and they're like, and I'm not a hunter, okay? I don't besmirch you for hunting. If you want to hunt, go ahead and hunt.
Did they know your political views before they took you to this cabin?
I think they just kind of always assume that I'm going to be the snowflake. You know what I'm saying? All right. Their words, not mine. Their words. Because I'm a liberal dude. But then again, I'm also open-minded.
Right.
But, so here's the thing. They were going hunting. They were going to go deer hunting, right? And I'm not, like, anti-gun. If you want to have a gun, have a gun. Be responsible. Be safe. That's my thing. Be safe. If you want to hunt, go ahead and hunt. Not my thing. I hunt at Ralph's, the grocery store.
Amen to that. It's a lot easier that way,
I'll put camouflage on. I'll even crawl down the aisles before I grab my bacon and stuff.
With night vision goggles?
Yeah. I see it. Going there with a Nerf dart gun. Got him! So anyways, we're out on this deer thing, and they're, like, talking about, like, all the deer that they've, like, shot and stuff, and I'm like, yeah. And I was doing the thing like the 40-year-old virgin where clearly you have never shot a deer, but you act like you have. I'm like, yeah, you know when you have it in the sights? I'm like, yeah, the sights, and you got, like, to put the...
Repeat whatever they say, just a different tone.
Put the X on it, so yeah, and then they're like, yeah, like a 10-point, and I'm like, 10 points, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, all about points. When you shoot. I thought, like, the points didn't mean the horns. I thought it meant, like, where you hit the deer and stuff.
The target.
And they're, like, in this property where there's rarely deer. So they see one. I'm like, Brian, you want to take the shot? And I was like, oh.
No.
Did you?
I took
the shot. I missed.
Chelsea. Okay.
I missed so bad.
Good.
Like, I hit a tree, like, 80 feet to the left of this thing, and it ran off. I'm like, oh! Like, wow, you weren't very close on that. Brian, have you ever shot a gun before?
Oh,
so I had to completely just choke in the middle of it. And then they wouldn't stop making fun of me, like, the whole next couple days about how I can't shoot. Like, they're like, it's such a terrible shot. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, Brian, you did the right thing, man. Because he was cute.
Yeah. He was cute. You can't shoot Bambi, bro, over the holidays.
But I wanted to fit in, so I had to act like Hunter Guy.
And who goes and shoots reindeer over Christmas,
like,
bro?
That's depressing.
Well, how's Santa going to get around?
Southerners do that.
877-971-HITS, number to call. context, I'm sure you had to fake something over the holidays to either impress in-laws or just to keep the peace. Can't wait to hear from you. 877-971-HITS. Monica from Panorama City, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Happy New Year, Monica. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Happy New Year. I'm sorry?
Thank you for hanging out with us, Monica. What did you have to fake over the holidays?
I had to fake drinking.
You had a fake drink.
Are you pregnant?
Yes.
Oh,
so me and my husband are expecting our... Thank you. We're expecting our fourth child, and we're in that phase where we're not ready to tell anyone yet because it's really early.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, everyone was playing drinking games, and, you know, I didn't want anyone to suspect anything. So my husband was making the drinks, but he was just de-virginizing all of the drinks.
And Monica, are you known to be a drinker?
Yes.
That's the thing. I didn't know that was like how perceptive women are. But once you hit like your mid-20s and on, when you were around in a group of people, because same thing happened with my girlfriend's sister, where they're like, yo, my girlfriend has to like dive in and like slam her mimosa real quick if someone pours them because she's not ready to tell people either. So it's like, I didn't know how perceptive women are.
Yeah, so what was the thing you did to make it seem like you were kind of tipsy? Like, what was your go-to?
You know, I just had to keep, like, keep my cup full, you know, and just be like, oh, pour me another one.
And, extra giggling. You know? You're making all the calls.
I can't wait. Someday, like, my girlfriend gets pregnant someday. It's going to be one of those things where I'm like, no, don't worry about it. I'll drink both. I'll double fist the whole night.
I'm not a big, huge drinker. So I remember when I would go work at clubs, people would try to get me to drink all the time. And I was there working, so I tried to keep it profesh. And I would get everybody in a circle when they would pass around a shot. Be like, yeah, you guys ready? You guys ready? One, two, three, let's go. And as they were taking the shot, I would just give my shot to my friend next to me, one of my producers. The guy would have to take his shot and my shot.
Oh, yeah, that's way to kill that guy.
Three shots in, the guy was so gone, man. But Monica, congratulations
that's
on
awesome.
Your fourth child. You're competing against Kanye and Kim. Congratulations.
But you're doing the work.
Thank you. Yes, I know.
No surrogate, right? Thank you so much for listening to us. Wish you all the best.
Thank
love you,
you
girl.
Guys. Love you guys.
All right, Jennifer from Newport, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year, Jennifer.
Yeah, happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. So what did you have to fake over the holidays to impress family or friends?
It was actually my ex-boyfriend's family. We've been together for a little over a year, and so they love me. We've gotten to know each other really well, and I love them. But I sort of realized recently that I'm not really in love with my boyfriend. It was just time, and I couldn't wait. So we had a talk, and we ended up breaking up like right before this huge trip that they'd planned for us for New Year's Eve. And so I had to fake being with him, even though we'd already broken up.
Oh, my gosh. You had to sacrifice going on a trip? What a way to start the year. I'm so sorry, Jennifer. Pobrecita.
But, you know, I feel for you. That's tough. You have to go on this trip and honestly have to fake it the whole time, pretend like you're into this person when you know it's just not right.
A vacation can be one of those things where you take that pressure away and you can go one of two ways where you're like, this is mad awkward. Or it can be like, this feels nice. Because there's no pressure, there's no stress. You're just having drinks and, like, you don't have relationship, like, responsibilities. You just hang out.
Yeah, so how'd it go down?
Yeah, I mean, like, at first, that's how we thought it would be. And we thought it would be cool because we knew what was going to happen at the end. But we were being watched the whole time, right? So, like, it just got progressively worse and worse that we couldn't just chill and enjoy our last few days together because his mom's super perceptive. So she was like, you know, are you guys okay? Are you having fun?
Oh,
and so
shoot.
It was like, we kind of had to amp it up. He was like angry with me and mean, and I was like, I just wanted to go home.
I wish your boyfriend would have been like, yo, my mom's onto us. She was gonna have to catch us doing it right now. So let's do it. All right, come on.
Oh,
let's go
God.
At it right now. She can get it.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.